When the Magi heard the king, Herod, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Then he rose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Tonight, once again, we remember the birth of the carpenter's son. I'd like us to take just a moment to consider the faith and the courage of the carpenter. And by the carpenter, I don't mean our Savior. I mean his father, Joseph. Think about Joseph as we think about his son. Joseph was willing to endure the slanders and the whispers and the sidelong looks and the misguided disapproval of his own community by marrying Mary, whom no one believed her story, not really. And yet he did it all to do and obey the will of God. Joseph was willing to deny himself his husbandly rights because he didn't want to cast any doubt on the parentage, the divine parentage of the Son of God. Many months. He was willing to tear himself away from his homeland, Joseph was. And he was willing to settle as a refugee family in an alien land because God had told him to do that. Joseph was willing to resettle in a disrespected and disreputable little town called Nazareth. And he did that because he was following the Lord's leading. And Joseph was willing to adopt a child who was not his so that Jesus was eventually known as the carpenter's son. The carpenter's son. Think about what kind of boy this Joseph raised. Joseph raised a boy who was willing to endure the slander and the whispers and the sidelong looks and the misguided disapproval of his own community. Joseph raised a boy who, when he was an adult, was willing to deny himself all earthly pleasures in order to do the will of God. Joseph raised a boy who came to live in an alien land because God the Father told him to. Joseph raised a boy who was willing to live among a disrespected and disreputable people. That would be us. Joseph raised a son who was also willing to adopt children who are not naturally his, but become his by rebirth. As we try our best to remember and reflect on Jesus Christ at Christmas, let's also remember his father, the often forgotten Joseph. There is a saying, "Like father, like son," they say. Joseph is one of the heroes of the Christmas story. Joseph saved Jesus' life from Herod. 33 years later, Jesus in turn saved Joseph by dying in Joseph's place on the cross and rising again so that his earthly father would assuredly be welcome in heaven's glory. We don't know where Joseph went in the Christmas story. He just disappears. My personal opinion is that he passed away. Scripture says that he was a just man, and every example we see of Joseph in the Scripture story is admirable and righteous. So I have no reason to think that anything improper happened later in life. I can't prove it, but I agree with the many commentators over the years that feel that Mary became a widow sometime during those 33 years. But there is something about this year. As I was praying, the Lord has very much impressed on me the humanity of our Savior. We believe in his deity. We believe in his preexistence. We believe in his essential equality with God the Father and God the Son. But we also believe in his humanity. And the fact that his earthly father left such an obvious stamp on him is a reminder to us that Jesus is just as much a human being as you or me. And it's that humanity that qualifies him to be our Savior and our helper and your friend. Sometimes we emphasize one aspect of that over another, depending on need and time of the moment. But I thank God that Joseph was the kind of man that God the Father knew that he could entrust his son to. I would like to be the kind of man that God could entrust something important to. Would you like to be that kind of man to the men among us? And to the women, would you like to be that kind of woman that God could pick you? Certainly not to have another Messiah. That's a one-time only deal. But something. To have the scripture of God in heaven say that such and so was righteous, just. Angels could appear to him and he simply did what he was told despite the difficulties. So he became instrumental in the life and ministry and even the teachings, I believe, of Jesus, because at whose knee did Jesus learn the Torah? It was his father. Who taught him how to love a wife, a woman? Jesus is married. He's married to us. He's married to his bride. Who taught him how to treat his bride? He learned it from his father. There may be some who think I'm casting some doubt on the deity of Christ. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am underscoring Jesus' humanity. Jesus is, apart from sin, exactly like you and me. Jesus is not some stained glass figure from 2,000 years ago or some glossy figurine up on a mantle. He had a father. He had a mother. I thank God for the testimony of Joseph. Even though Joseph never wrote a Bible book, he never wrote a hymn that we know of, he never wrote a psalm that we know of, but the Holy Spirit decided that Joseph was important enough that he could be the father to the Son of God. And Jesus carried the lessons his father taught him into his life, and even now. And when Christ ascended into heaven, he not only opened heaven's door for all of us, he opened it up for his mother and father. So take heart when you feel discouraged, when you don't know what's going to happen. Jesus Christ is your brother. He had a father. He was a child. He grew up under the care of parents. And you can go to Jesus because he's your priest. He's your savior. He's also your pastor. And he knows how to take care of us just like his dad took care of him. Even better, because he's the perfect Son of God, of course. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.